Good evening, Pearl. This is Westmore from Gopher City of the Gulf Coast Judges Association. Judging official here at Clinton. Hope my comments be helpful and beneficial to you. The continuity there of the initial wave happening from the bases as we move across, and then letting that ripple in as they kind of are snaking around, kind of tied into the overall design of the program. Good initiation from the snares and tenors as they're coming off to the right here. Comes into the overall quality of the visual presentation is seeing the consistency in that interval when it is supposed to be consistent. Okay, you know, that's something obviously probably some body that's going to go into that point right there to kind of carry into that, the ocean sounds. And having the 45 facings there contrary from the front to the back, kind of really strong addition there. Have the windows open there from a staging standpoint as this bass is pushed back between the snares and releasing focus over to them. It works really strongly from the side standpoint as well. I wonder, maybe as you're looking at something there, you know, as the rain starts, that portion of the water sounds, everybody's down, the fingers are working, the stick change, maybe a little popcorning action. Simulate like water splashing on a pool of water. I don't know if anybody would get that. I don't even know if I'd get it if I didn't suggest it. But, you know, just something there to kind of can keep you going, because I think that's one thing, you know, about water is that just how active it is, and then allowing them not to be those moments where they just are really just stopping. Stand up on your toes as you're kind of working back, and so therefore you had to turn your bass drum to the side as you were working the backwards march. It just kind of looks like you're just not committing and really strengthening that move at all. Like you're just kind of like whatever comes natural, you're going to have to take bigger steps, you're going to have to stay on your toes, and you're going to have to move with some sense of energy and purpose. You're not having the same kind of quality right now to your performance. So like, instead of watching the whole program, my eyes are just really sticking on you. Seeing more stronger sense from the snares and snares at this point than I am from the baseline. The commitment of the change of pulse of the feet as they're coming forward. Yeah, and then just that little bit of extra little motion right there, kind of keeping that going. It's kind of what I was talking about earlier about like always having some kind of motion, some kind of energy, whether it's minor, slow, or whatever. Yeah, bass two, right? I'm going to ping on you here again. Everybody else is pretty much standing up a little bit taller than you. You're following behind in that drill move, mostly because of how your leg shape is. You gotta stand up taller. You gotta extend the feet further out past your kneecaps. There's more of a shuffle to what you're doing than there is to everybody else in your section, and especially with what's happening. Right now, base two. Helix snares right here, this interval control, how this is supposed to tie into what's going on. I would look at maybe even opening the interval up a little bit more so that it's clearer, the shape of that that form. Okay. Yeah, and it seems more evident in the last half of the program as far as kind of keeping that perpetual energy of motion, that movement going then early on, you know, and as you're going back in and you're filling in some of that body stuff, I would look at that. Consistency, there's a stronger sense of leg shape understanding in the snares and tenors than there is in the basses. Bass too, you had a lot of moments there in the last half of the program where you weren't making form, where you just the shape of your legs, the energy in your feet was making you stick out from the rest of the section. Some open up the forms there at the end, like I said, I think at times there is a compactness and a tightness to the form that makes the group look much smaller than it really is.